We're going to talk today about the ethics of negotiation, and this is going to take place in your healthcare world. I'm a litigator, so it takes place in my world in the settlement discussions. There's a tension here, which I'll talk about, which I think is a theme throughout the talk, the tension between our role as advocates and our desire to be professional and civil and courteous and fair, and I'm going to give you sort of the paradigmatic statements of those. This is going to be the ethics part of that. There may be all sorts of reasons why you might not want to be a zealous advocate, and that might be the reputational harm that you'd suffer if you end up sounding like a jerk, or the desire to avoid litigation. A lot of people point to that as a reason why you might not want to be as ethically diligent as you would have to be under the ethics rules. And as a litigator, of course, I don't wonder why would you ever want to avoid litigation, but I know those of you who don't litigate might think that you do. Okay, let me give you kind of the paradigmatic examples of what we're supposed to do as lawyers, that is, represent our clients. Both my children became lawyers, and I had to keep telling them that that's our job in society, is to represent our clients as advocates. We are champions for our clients. And yet we also have a desire to be professional and civil, and those are not inconsistent. Let me go back to 1820. This is probably the best example of this. This is what Lord Brougham said. I'll give you the historical background in a few minutes. But Lord Brougham was representing Queen Caroline in a divorce case. And this is what he said. A lot of people ridicule this, but Lord Brougham was not a jerk. He was kind of the typical 19th century British statesman-like lawyer. An advocate in the discharge of his duty knows but one person in all the world, and that person is his client. To save that client by all means and expedience and at all hazards and costs to other persons and amongst them to himself is his first and only duty.